Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Don't let anyone say that it's just a game, for I've seen other teams and it's never the same. When you're born in Chicago, you're blessed and you're a field. The first time you walk into Wrigley Field.
Always a special feeling. There's Eddie Vedder. Someday we'll go all the way. And someday happened last night as we continue to take those final steps to the World Series starting on Tuesday. You know, those of us that grew up in Chicago have been waiting for a night like last night forever. Our parents, our grandparents, generations before also have waited forever. We have such loyal Cubs fans, and no one more loyal than our next guest, who not only is a great Cubs fan, but as we were all listening to the Cubs and watching the Cubs on WGN Radio and WGN TV growing up, it was our next guest who, along with the great Jack Brickhouse, would bring us these broadcasts, the legendary WGN sports producer, Jack Rosenberg, who joins us on the phone right now. Jack, good morning, my friend.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. So what's been your reaction the last couple of weeks, and especially last night, Jack?
Well, I'm just so very, very happy for all the downtrodden Cubs fans, that many of whom I watch literally grow up at Wrigley Field. And to have them rewarded and to have this great city of Chicago rewarded means a lot to me. Now, I'm 90 years old at this point. I don't feel it, but I am. And I never thought I would see it. I thought in 1969, when Kenny Holtzman pitched his no-hitter on August the 19th, and the Cubs were 8-9 games ahead, it looked like that was going to be the year. And then they lost the pennant by 8 games to the Mets. And to have the Cubs do it this year, I've had the feeling for several weeks now that nothing can stop this team. And it's really a joy for people like me who've been around it. I would like to think, Dean, that somewhere in the great beyond, Jack Brickhouse and Vince Lloyd and Lou Boudreau and Harry Carey and Lloyd Pettit and Ron Santo and all the people that I was lucky enough to be surrounded with are smiling down and thinking, finally, at last, the Cubs have done it. And 71 years later, to win a pennant, when they were in the World Series in 1945, to show you how old I am, I was in the Navy then in World War II and wasn't even aware of what was going on until it was all over. And I just can't say enough about all you people who were involved in the Cubs for all these years. Means everything to me. And to be, you know, Dean, I've considered you one of the premier broadcasters in America for years. And to be interviewed by you on the day after the Cubs win, after 71 years, is icing on the cake.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you were one of the guys that I thought of as I was watching the game, as they were clinching last night. I'm not ashamed to say that I got kind of teary-eyed. I got a little emotional, not only seeing something happen that, you know, we've waited for so long in Chicago, but there was a point in the game where they showed a glimpse of the Ron Santo statue last night, and it got me thinking about, as you say, Santo and all the great players and Ernie Banks, all these people that you were close personal friends with, and all the great broadcasters, you know, and the long-suffering fans And you, I thought, well, Rosie has got to be going crazy tonight after all these years of covering and suffering with the Cubs. 90 years old, to get to see this happen has had to be a pretty special thing to him.
It was very special. And ironically, I was attending a benefit for Swedish Covenant Hospital at the Hilton Hotel. And the fact that they put the television screen up on the stage during a benefit banquet was incredible to me. And people were just agog at what was going on. It was,
yeah,
it was a great night down there, a great night for Chicago and the Cubs. Let's hope that everything remains peaceful. This means a lot. It means even more, embellishes everything that the Cubs are doing for people to conduct themselves and enjoy it and be clean about everything. And I understand there were very few incidents last night, and that means a lot to me, too, because this is a city we want to keep peaceful and happy and enjoy the moment for what it is. It's a great moment in the history of the city.
Sure is. I was talking a little earlier on the program, Jack, about you know, and promoting that you were going to be on in a little while, and I was talking about that you are the guy responsible for bringing Ron Santo to the booth. You were the one who thought, you know, let's give him a shot. That's a pretty big deal.
Well, I was fortunate enough to audition Ron Santo and Bob Brenly in Florida. And as soon as the audition started, I knew that Brenly had the job. He was glib. He was a college man. And he had done some broadcasting. And Santo was a little reluctant to get on the microphone and do his thing. But I felt that when the salespeople went out to make their calls at WGN, that the ones they wanted to be with was Santo. And so it was a perfect match between Brenly and Santo, and I recommended to the company that they hire them both. And I still remember our program director then saying, "Rosie, all the years you've been around the Tribune, don't you know about budgets? We got enough trouble hiring one." And I said, "Well, here's the way we do it at the Tribune." I said, "I've been here longer than any of you people." I said, "If we want somebody, we move some money from here and put it over here and then put it over here and revolve it and mix it up. And before you know it, you can hire who you want." And I said, "Santo belongs to be in that radio booth, but he needs a chance to get his feet wet and take some time to get comfortable so that he knows that he's in the right place."
Right, and I remember you telling me stories about how you coached him. He was trying to be a baseball announcer, and you coached him to just be yourself.
I didn't really have to coach him on anything. These guys were all legends in their own right, and I was just really along for the ride. Wow. I was lucky in the people I was surrounded with, including you, and it means everything to me to see everybody with a smile on their face today. Yeah. About what's going on with the Cubs.
We have a couple of other guys here, Rosie, who have smiles on their faces, even bigger smiles when they heard that you were going to be on the show today. Andy Mazur from our WGN Sports Department is in with us this morning. Andy?
Yeah, Rosie, it's great to hear
you. Andy, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well. It's great to hear you here on the station again. And I was just curious, you know, in all the time you spent with Jack and in the booth, does this team playing right now remind you of any team that you guys were around?
The most they remind me would be 1969, because it looked like we were, there was no question about it. And it just did not work out that way. And baseball is a funny game, and it's a crapshoot when it gets down to this stage of the season. And I'm amazed that it took this long to do it. But I want to tell you something, Andy, and you'd appreciate this.
Yeah.
What I would like to do is hang around until the Cubs play the White Sox in the World Series.
Oh, man.
Would be the epitome of sports in Chicago. And don't think that it won't happen at some point. I don't know if I'll be around to see it, but I know you guys are very young, and hopefully you will be. And that's really going to, when that happens, it's going to be unbelievable.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Can you imagine something like that? Another of your old pals is with us here every Sunday morning, Rosie. Good old Dave Schwann is doing our news. Schwann?
Dave, you're one of the best, and it's good to talk to you.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Jack. It's great to talk to you on such a great day here. I was thinking about you and Jack Brickhouse and Vince Lloyd as well last night watching the game, and you may recall that we were working together in 1989 when the Cubs were in the division, and how disappointed we were then. And but isn't it great to see this day come? And proud to talk to you at on a celebratory occasion like this. So it's just great. It took all that time, but we finally made it, didn't we?
It's been an incredible feeling to talk to all of you, and y'all been my buddies. WGN has a special place in my heart, and I think it has a special place in the hearts of all the listeners out there that we have brought all the sports to them all through the years, and to have been a part of that means a lot to me, and I never get too old to enjoy that and to think about all the beautiful times all of us had together putting on all these games and being around the great people of Chicago and the Midwest.
We were having fun and getting paid for it. How long did you do the broadcast, Jack?
I was a sports editor for 45 years, and I wouldn't take anything for having done it. I used to tell people I may not have gotten rich, but I got it all back in a lot of other ways. And to work around people like those of you with whom I'm speaking right now means the world and all to me. I'm older now. The years have gone by. But I've been very lucky with my associations. I had very little talent, but I was surrounded. I was surrounded by a lot of great people, and I thank God for that.
Well, you know, when I look back at all the legends with whom I've been fortunate enough to work with and get to know and, you know, be friends with, you know, in my time here at WGN, there's no one whose friendship that I value more and respect more than Jack Rosenberg. Truly just, you know, one of the greatest guys that you're ever going to meet. I'm proud to be your friend, and I'm so happy that you could spend some time with us.
And the feeling is mutual, and once again, I'm appreciative to all of you, including the producer who called me to tell me that you wanted to put me on the air this morning, because all these people are part of this whole syndrome that makes WGN what it is today.
You know,
I wish all you guys the best.
Thanks,
and let's
man.
Hope that the Cubs continue to do well. And let's hope everybody is happy in all their pursuits.
You know what? We're late, but I gotta tell you this one more story, Jack. I was out here in L.A. About a month or so ago, and I was doing the interviews for the movie Sully.
Right.
That stars Tom Hanks. And right. I was talking with Tom Hanks. And I said, you know, I reintroduced myself to him, not assuming that he would remember who I am, although he did, which I'm proud of. But he says to me, "How's Jack? How's Jack?" And I knew, because you had told me the story, that you had been corresponding with Tom Hanks on manual typewriter. Jack uses a manual typewriter, and Tom Hanks is an aficionado of old typewriters, and you guys have sent handwritten or, you know, manual typed letters back and forth to each other. That's
amazing.
Yeah,
we've been doing that for a couple of years now, and the fact that he takes the time to do it shows you what kind of guy he is. I'm very proud of that.
I think it shows what kind of respect he has for you, just like we all do. But
and I thank you very much, and God bless all you guys, and God bless America.
He sends his love to you, and God bless you, Jack. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully we can talk again after a World Series win.
That's the deal.
We send our love to you. Thank you so much, Jack Rosenberg, WGN legend, joining us this morning. Shawnee, we're late for the news.
That was just a privilege to talk with him again, and I'm sure Andy feels the same way.
Amen.
I got that right. All right, so let's take a quick little break here on 720 WGN.